Look at your neighbor, say the devil is a liar. It's one of them songs you're gonna ride down the street in the summer. You're gonna open the sunroof and roll your windows down so you can raise up this song. I want you to go home singing it tonight. Listen. Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
What the Lord has for me.
What the Lord has for me.
Say the devil is a liar.
Say the devil is a liar.
And the truth made me free. The devil is a lie. Say,
the devil is a lie.
Y'all say, what the Lord has is for me.
What the Lord has.
Hallelujah. Well, welcome, family, to Real Talk with Pastor E here live from the Now Network Studios. And we are completely, totally excited to Real Talk with you live here on the network. Yes, we are going to continue with the variety of Real Talk discussions, dynamic, principle-based messages, and worship to our God with extravagant, extraordinary respect. And yes, we're going to teach principles that exemplify excellence, commitment, operational efficiency, and loyalty. And yes, we're dedicated to train ourselves that we could train others to help you meet God with your purpose life by helping you uncover, watch this, the elevation that God has for you, your life. And yes, we are fully devoted to Jesus. That's why we believe that the door of salvation is always open, is always available to those who search the truth. And with open arms, God demonstrates his love and his concern, not for just me, not for just you, but for all mankind. Yes, for God so loved the world that he gave his what? Only begotten son, that whosoever believes, see, you now crossed over into the access, will now not perish, but have what? Everlasting life. And yes, through works of charity and by actions of love, we feel, we believe that walking in the footsteps of Jesus will help us to accomplish our purpose in life, and that is to go all nations, all therefore. But let's think about our own streets, our own neighborhoods, our own cities, our own states before we launch into the world. But let's take care of home first and reach the lost and unsaved. Yes, this is Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning. This broadcast this morning is really an open forum broadcast. I know we are those covenant members. We are now stepping over into our second quarter. We've just completed our first quarter of the season of 2017. Yes, we crossed over, but remember, we're still elevating to higher heights, to different elevations in God, that we can be what he called us to be, new creations in him. Now, we know that we have to be in him. And I had to share this morning because throughout this week, the message of the point of no return has been so prevalent in my own study that I have to continue to remind us that before we say we are saved, before we say we are new in Christ, we are accountable to clearing the slate, to righting the wrongs, to giving an account to our past. I mean, God says it in his word, Ecclesiastes chapter 3. I'm not even going to give you the verse. I want you to read that whole chapter. But he says that everything God has done is finished, is complete. We cannot add to it or take from it, but God requires an account of the past. Now, I'm talking to myself this morning because it's my account. This is Real Talk with Pastor E. And who am I being real with first? Myself. But that now I can be transparent to be real with you. But I had to, you have to clear the slate. And watch this. In 2 Corinthians 5 and 17, it says, if anyone, that's that whole melting pot of all of us in our sin, in our sickness, in our despair, that for God so loved all of those ingredients that he gave his only begotten son, that we had availability. But now by having availability, we had to now cross over into believing what we could not see, believing that what we weren't a part of, believing in something that doesn't make sense to most. But we walk what? By faith, not by sight. So now we have to see that in 2 Corinthians says that if you are in Christ Jesus, that means you believe. You believe in the truth, and the truth has set you free immediately. But no longer do we have any connection, any tolerance for what is not new. What's new? Something never, ever done before. That was one of our main focal points of crossing over, is that we are new creation, something never, ever done before. And we're that every 0 to 5 seconds. When I'm changing my mind every 0 to 5 seconds. But watch this. Some of us, and I was one included, believe that once you get saved, and give your life to God and get a baptism in the church, that now I'm new. And now I can go on and walk into the newness of God. Well, I am now a new creation, but now there's some steps set before me because it says if you're in Christ Jesus, old things are passed away. But now the old things are those past situations, circumstances that we are now held accountable to now watch. He says that he holds an account to the past. That doesn't mean you have to go let that burden go. That means you have to go back to the point of no return. And that's why I called it the point of no return. Not to say it's something that I see far off. It's something that's right next door. It's so close to me that I see the essence of it daily by my own admittance. And I know I won't go back. Oh, Jesus. Because when we find things so far off, keeping it real this morning, We think we've accomplished something. We think we've gotten past something. But the place of no return has to be so prevalent that you taste the sense of not going back by the pain, by what went on, by what you had to be forgiven for, by what you had to be redeemed for, by what you had to have redemption for, not only from God, but remember, we have to be forgiven. Oh, glory be to God. Before we can ever be forgiven. So before I ask God any forgiveness, I have to go and clean up my past and get an account. So when I come to him in Christ, I could truly be a new creation. Because when you take that step back into position, all things, how many? All things become new again. And that means all of the purpose, plan, direction that God had placed for you. When he says he knew you before the foundation of the world, he says he knew the plan he had for you. Those plans now come back into immediate fruition because you have followed instructions. And no, you didn't leave the place of no return behind. You know that that's the place you won't go behind, and you will not look back. You will not go back to. But you know it's 1 second away. Now, maybe I'm a little too radical, but that's what's working for me, is that I have to know and I have to acknowledge it's only one bad decision away. Some of us think we got a million other chances and we can do this and do that. But I'm saying for me, I don't have any more chances. If I go back, that's it. Now, people say God is forgiving and well, I'm saying for me, in my desire to be found pleasing and acceptable in his sight as a new creation, something never, ever done before, I have to make a commitment and I have to put up a wall of that's unbreakable by the power of the Holy Ghost that I will not go back. I will not return. And I know what it takes and I know what is required of me to now become new. Now, we talk about being new. Let's identify what new is. What some people want to say new is, well, I put on some new clothes, or I put this on, or I did that, or I did this, or I did. No. Putting on the new man means I have to get out of my flesh and I have to now renew my spirit. Now, I'm saying some people think that the spirit just automatically get lined up in God. Here's another principle for you today. You must renew your spirit. Because your spirit has been tainted. Your spirit has been contaminated. Your spirit is no longer familiar to the spirit maker. But watch what it says in Ephesians chapter 5, verse number 23. Ephesians chapter 5. You should always keep your little app, your Bible when you're around me, because I'm begging and pleading that you're taking notes for your own personal studies. But now to read along and to see that I'm not just throwing it out. I'm showing you what the word is saying, not what Pastor E is saying. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 23. Heavenly Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your grace. But we also thank you for the revelation knowledge of your word. We pray right now, Lord, in agreement that we will now study your word to be approved. Lord, we now commit that we will now take the letter and transform it to the spirit. Because we know your word says the letter killeth, but the spirit gives life. Lord, we decree and declare life today. Life like never ever before. We will be new today in you by the blood and by the sacrifice of your son, Jesus Christ. We pray it in agreement. It's done, finished, and complete in Jesus' name. Verse 23, it says, and. Now that word and is always saying it's something else. And you just finished one, you just finished one assignment, but here's another. And you must have your mind trained completely that it's another level to go and it does not end by one completion. Watch this. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and that you put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Now let's stop right there, because some people say, well, I can't be, you know, we look at these words and say, I can't be holy. Yes, you can. When you renew the spirit of your mind. Now, Fridays and Wednesdays, we're always saying you have to wake up in your mind, get up in your thinking, and move in your purpose, which all are activated in your mind. Your mind holds the key to your success. And if your mind is not alive, you won't have live things around you. If your life is not abundant in the word, you won't have much fruit that is required of you, that when you abide in him and he abides in you, you will have, not a question, but you will have much fruit. But guess what? I put my hand in the air right now and I say, it's up to me to be renewed in the spirit of my mind, that and that I put on the new man, which was not created by you or anyone else, but was created according to God and true. Hallelujah. Does somebody out there need some truth today? Some real talk that's saying, wow, that's confirmation that I am not moving in the right direction. I am going in the right direction. Because, see, when we go horizontal, we're following man. We're following time. But when you go vertically, moving vertically, pressing towards the mark of the high calling, we are now out of the flesh, but according to truth, righteousness, and holiness. Verse 25, therefore, putting away lying, let each one of you, see, we're talking to each other. This is me talking to me this morning, and I pray you're saying it back to yourself. Let each one of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members of one another. Can't overemphasize this daily, every time I get a chance, that me and you are called to be like-minded on one accord. And every renewing of our spirit, of our mind, now puts us into the same position that we believe together. Oh, no, it's just not me trying to convince you. It's not me trying to tell you what I want to tell you. It's us agreeing. And the power of agreement, hallelujah, it exemplifies the anointing to walk, to act, to live as one another, members of one another. Yes, I must help you because I'm stronger in this area and you're stronger in that area. But when we watch this, when we balance and let the equilibrium of the Holy Spirit line us up together on the same path, shoulder to shoulder, side by side, nobody front, no behind. Just look down the line. We're all lined up together. We are a force to be reckoned with. But watch this. Be angry and do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your wrath, nor give place to the devil. Now, someone may never heard it this way, but watch this. It's very, very, I mean, it's very, very clear. But be angry. Now, he's not saying you can't be angry. Because I'm angry at some of the things I see going on. Our country right now is at war. And most people say, well, he just dropped some bombs. And yes, there was precedent for the just the disrespect of life from that country. But it still puts us in a position that we need to be on one accord and praying the same prayers that we will be protected and that we are in the, watch this, in the will of God. So there's nothing wrong with being angry, but do not, watch this, be angry and do not sin. See, angry can't turn into wrath. Angry can't turn into retaliation. Angry can't turn into to hurting someone. Anger must be a motivation to do something better, that if I do better, you do better, we can all do better. But we will not sin, because before the night is over, I will not, do not let the sun go down on your wrath. Because, you know, when you go into a slumber state and you have that wrath in your mind, you have not just given room to the enemy, because he is in the devil's playground while your mind is at rest. Because you know what? What you put in is the majority factor. And when you're in a slumber state, you are now, I am now giving room to the enemy to devour my mind and to take the mind of Christ and destroy it by his evil thoughts. Watch this. Let him who stole steal no longer, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, what is good, that he may have something to give him who has need. Let no corrupt word, I know we talk some bad stuff. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth, but what is good for necessary edification, that it may be impart grace to the hearers. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, by whom you were sealed for the day of redemption. Let all bitterness, wrath, anger, clamor, and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be kind. Here we go again, reminding us how we got to treat each other. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as Christ forgave you. See, if we're really going to be real, it's up to me to be new. And it starts with a spiritual renewal. I have to get my spirit. Yes, I need to go to the gym. Yes, I need to walk. Yes, I need to lose some weight. Yes, I need to do this, this. But before I do anything, I need to get my spirit renewed. And watch this, the spirit of my mind. I know people be rubbing their stomach. Oh, the spirit's all over me. No, no, no. No, the spirit is in your mind. And we say it all the time. Let this mind, the spirit of Christ, be in you. And you got to let it be in you right now if you want the now effects of that spirit. But I love that. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. That you. He's not looking for the group. He's looking for you. He's looking for me to put on the new man, which was created according to God in true righteousness and holiness. See, this next quarter, see, there's some, there, for some of us, there are going to be some different struggles coming. We're in the second quarter of our season of 2017, and we should be prepared. See, remember last year, we were all running around like chickens with our head cut off in December, trying to, fix our past that we had not completed and repent and go back to people and ask for forgiveness. But now we're pressing to do it quarterly, so quarterly we're growing. We're going higher, and we're being purposed about it. Purposed about the new man, purposed about the spirit being renewed through God. Oh, hallelujah, because he put it in place, and he did it for me, he did it for you, and that is as real as I can be here on this Saturday morning. Are you ready to go to the next level of your season? Have you already packed your bags? Have you gotten all of the loose luggage and all of the old things that, because we're not perfect. We have encountered some things that need to be shaken off, and not waiting until December or October or November, but we need to shake them off now because there are new challenges coming in this second quarter. And there's four quarters in this season. And each quarter, we must be ready. You know how it is at work. You got to get those budgets. You know, you put a budget out at the beginning of the year, and now things have flipped around, and employees are lost, and overtime is in here, and now you got to recalculate that budget so you don't overspend at the end of the year. It's the same thing in the It's the same thing in the principles of God. We must get better. We must go higher. We must not look at it the same, but get motivated to see the change that works in me. See, because the change I want to see first begins in me. I want to give an opportunity this morning here on Real Talk. There's a lot of things going on in this next quarter. Now, it's dynamic that in this season, Easter is in the second quarter. Ooh, glory. The resurrection of his risen, that of him being risen. Our proclamation, excuse me, my grammar this morning, proclamation that Jesus is alive. Yes, he died. Yes, he was buried. But yes, he got up. And I want to talk about on this resurrection, the risen Christ, that he lives in me. That's what we're going to be talking about in Pocket Park this Resurrection Sunday. We want to invite any and all that are in the Los Angeles, Southern California area that don't have a church home, or just want to see a new celebration to come out Sunday, April 16th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Now you say, oh, you guys going to be preaching that long? We're going to be doing a lot of things on that time, but we are going to have a service at 10 a.m. And as the Lord guides us, we will then go across the street to Sylvia Nunn's Angels and have a wonderful lunch together prepared by Billy Bird, straight out of Compton. And then after that, we're going to go back across the street and have an Easter egg hunt for the kids. We're also going to have Easter egg baskets for the kids. And then we're going to give these families and these individuals an opportunity to go back over to Sylvia Nunn's and go into our free clothing store and get an outfit. and get a bag of free food to take home with them. That is Resurrection Sunday at Pocket Park. It's adjacent to 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. And we are talking about having a fellowship together. Yes, we have Pastor E and the voices and One Voice. It's a new group we're working with. But Pastor E and One Voice will be there. Monique DeLeon will be there. D. Byrne will be there. We have some other confirmations waiting on this week, but we're looking for artists to come out and share. We know Minister Carlos Eppinger is going to come out and share a word. We know, no, I don't want to mention, I haven't gotten the final confirmations on anything else, but we know that it's going to be available to minister to people that day. And the music will be going all day long throughout this four hour event. We need your help. Now, if you can't come out, we can use donations for food, for items for our Easter baskets, because we're actually at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Cynthia Nunn and the team have done. The Diamonds of the City of Compton have done an awesome job putting together these free Easter baskets that we're giving away today at 1 p.m. at Sylvia Nunn's, and also at 12 noon every Saturday we give away free food at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. That's 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90221. So all those things are entwined and connected. We have some great news for the summer coming up there. We want your participation. We need anything, clothes, we need food, we need whatever you can give. If you're out of state and you just want to donate, you can definitely get in touch with me and through P2P Ministries and our PayPal account. You can donate there, but we need to make this dynamic. And God is already moving. I can't even put a word on it, how he's already moving in that area in helping the people, the lost and saved that are out there, that are on the streets, that are hungry, that are homeless, and that need help. We need your help to be a part of that also. But next Saturday, we'll be having the Resurrection Sunday kickoff show here on Real Talk with Pastor E. All of the artists that will be coming out, any of the ministers that are coming out and confirmed, will be on the broadcast. We'll be talking about the setup for Resurrection Sunday. We're going to end that with a dynamic prayer for all of our ministries and all of us in this Resurrection Sunday. But if you don't have something to do, we want you to be a part of this dynamic celebration of Jesus is risen. Come on out with your word. You got a word? Come on out here. If you're talking about Jesus is risen, we're gonna let you share that at that time. We have a couple of spoken word. We have a lot of people that are still, you know, it's Easter Sunday and we don't want to take away from other people's churches or where they go, but we have asked some people to come out, and we're excited about this thing, but we want your help. Next Saturday, also as here on Real Talk with Pastor E, we will be having the Resurrection Sunday event here on Facebook and on Blog Talk Radio, so you can listen into that and see what's going on from there. And then I want to share another event before I open up the lines, because anything your ministry may have going on across the country, I want to give you an opportunity to promote that today here on the Real Talk. If it's local, if it's national, we want to give you that opportunity to share what's going on. We also want to take an opportunity to pray with Evangelist Virginia Valentine and her family. We're going to let her come on as we come towards the close of the show and let her share what's going on in that with that situation, so she can pray. We can pray with her as she's getting ready to go en route to her family and see God really move. I know he's already moving, because we've already petitioned prayers, and we already have submitted it to the portion room, all of our extras and all of the things that God has given us that we just been sitting on and holding on. We release it into the lives of others. But I want to announce the re-grand opening of the Psalms Gospel. Now, I got invited to perform here, and then and me and the founder, Vicky Williams, connected at a concert at First Charity. And we just been connecting, and she's even shared the event on Facebook, and we got some clothes that the next day some dynamic baby clothes. We got some dynamic stuff through that connection. But we want to promote Psalms, the reopening of Psalms Gospel Cafe. That is April 28th, and the show begins at 7 p.m. I mean, the doors open at 7 p.m. The show starts at 8 p.m., and that's at 5200 South Central Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90011. There is a $10 entry fee, but I tell you, it's going to be a great time. There are some dynamic artists going to be on board: Cynthia Mitchell, Makia Williams, Ismael Terry, Daniel the Lion, Robert Hawkins, and yours truly, Pastor E. For the grand opening of the Psalms Gospel Cafe. Again, that is April 28th, and that is the eve of my birthday. So I'm excited about that, to be a part of this. And again, that's 5200 South Central Avenue, Los Angeles, California, 90011. If you want more information, you can call 323-805-3105, or you can email at psalmsgc@gmail.com. Again, that's psalmsgc@gmail.com. And we would love to have your support to come out there. I believe it's going to be an awesome thing. And we need more of these activities in our communities and in our cities, that we as Christians have somewhere to go and fellowship and have a good time. And I'm all for having a good time in Jesus. If you have something you would like to share today, an event, something you have going on, you may just want to get a plug in. We want you to dial one right now, that you could come in and share what's going on in your ministry. If there was something that I shared earlier in the second quarter and you want to clarify, you want to confirm or just speak on that, you could dial one for that too. If you need prayer for something, you could dial one for it. But I want you to say this one first. There may be one person on this line right now, live, that didn't know the Lord is your personal Lord and Savior before you got on this broadcast today, and now your mind is saying you want to know more. Dial one right now. We want to talk to you right now. We have ministers on board right now that can get you your starter kit, that when you come back online live with us, you'll already be in place, because we will give you the instructions and everything you need to get it started right now, that you can become a new creation in Christ, get you back at the point of no return, to pray with you and intercede with you and guard with you as you go through those processes, to get you back in position where God has called you to be. Dial one right now. Area code 323, last 42161. You are live on Real Talk with Pastor E. Good morning.
Praise the Lord. Good morning, Pastor E. This is Carolyn.
I know. How are you, woman of God?
I am so blessed and highly favored this morning. And every time you preach, every time something comes out your mouth and I'm listening, it's directed straight towards me. I swear I needed that word today. The devil has been nitpicking and biting, but I remember what you said 2 weeks ago, and I really, really, truly been working on it. I got cussed out yesterday, lied on, and I just smiled and said, the devil is a lie. Get behind me, Satan. And so I think now people are thinking that I'm being arrogant because they're used to the fight back. But it's not that at all. It's just that since I humbled myself and listened to your word, things have started to change. Things have begun to shift. Even ministry. I went downtown yesterday looking crazy and fed the homeless and ministered and prayed for them. And I came home and some items have been donated for my organization. So I'm just really blessed. I'm blessed by your ministry. I do pray for my enemies, and I'm really journeying my tongue. I'm asking God on the daily to decrease in me and increase in him. I apologize to people when I feel I defended them and when I know I defended them, just so I could have a closer walk with God, because I know that some of the things I say that come out of my mouth, it's horrible. So today, I'm working on me. I'm not tripping off of the things of the world. I'm not tripping off of things that people say. Because like they say, the truth always comes to life. But I'm grateful for you. I am grateful for you. And it's like, I don't know, my fears are gone. They used to instill in me. But I feel like they sent an angel with you on the mission to kill, because I'm really listening to you guys. I really am.
Amen.
With that being said, I will be there at Pocket Park. I'm purchasing my hat and my T-shirt, and I'm willing to be used as a vessel for God. And I have an event on April 15th at Lauren Miller Park. It's for the children, another Easter thing. But May 6th is my big event where I'm giving mothers that have lost children to violent crime, gang activity. So that's, I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be toys, games for the children, also a brunch for mothers, and just asking for the giving out. Hopefully 150, God willing, they're all going to be complete, and we'll be able to give them out. So I just thank you.
Amen.
I thank you.
Amen.
I thank you.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. I'm in total agreement that God will provide. As a matter of fact, he's already provided, and as the windows of heaven open up and pour out blessings, blessings of spiritual joy, spiritual peace, the things that you need are already out there in the world. But God is going to strengthen your spirit, and he's going to get you strong in the spirit. See, your bank account with God is growing, that now anything you need in the world will be provided, because it's not your will, but God's will be done. Ooh, that was for me. See, I love preaching to me because I end up preaching to somebody else. And we all high-fiving each other saying, "Whoa, that word was for me." Love you, sister.
Love you, too. Thank you.
God bless you. Minister Terry Herbert, good morning, woman of God. Welcome to Real Talk with Pastor E.
Good morning. Good morning, beautiful family. God, praise the Lord. Glory to God. I tell you, you said something. We need some truth. Yes, we always need truth. I tell you, the truth is in Jesus Christ. I'm not perfect. Ooh, thank you, Jesus, but I'm dying of this flesh daily, constantly. Pastor E, on your on the intro song for this broadcast, it was "Jesus to Set You Free." And you know, I was sitting here doing my ministry, writing those that's incarcerated and locked down. And I always write in the car the scripture. And I picked John 8:36 because it's so befitting. They're, you know, physically they're incarcerated, but spiritually you are free.
Yes.
You are free. You are always free in your mind. So glory be to God. Awesome, awesome real talk. So much going on. So much to do for the glory of God. Praise the Lord, Pastor. You just keep doing what you're doing. And I am praying in agreement with Evangelist Valentine and her family, you know, for the best. Glory
yes.
be to God.
That's what family, look, that's what family does.
Yeah.
Stick together.
Yes, praying. And you know what? For Diamonds in the City, I have two big boxes of things to make my way over there to get them there. But I know on the Provoke to Purpose ministry, I can do what I can from here too. Praise the Lord also. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Well, maybe somebody might have to come pick it up for you. Get with me
yes.
after the get with me after after the show. Call me.
Okay, I sure will. God bless you, and you enjoy the rest of your day. Love
God
you.
God bless you. Love you, sis. Anybody else? Go ahead, dial one. Come on into the queue. Let the Lord use you. If you have a question or if you have something you want to shout out, go ahead and do that. In the meantime, I want to bring on the mighty woman of God, Evangelist Virginia Valentine. Good morning, family. How are you?
Good morning.
Wanted to give you an opportunity to share. How are you? I wanted to give you an opportunity to share with the team. I know I have offline talked to the team about we're praying and in the gap for you, but just in our national team to hear from you what's going on with your it's one of your relatives, and I think I'm not looking at the text. What's the relation?
No, this is my first cousin, his dad,
your first,
and my dad.
Okay.
His dad and my dad are brothers.
Yes.
So we are first cousins. And he lived in New Orleans.
Amen.
And he's been ill from quite some time. He had cancer, and it had come back and it went into remission. And now it is spread it all over right now. So he's at his last stage. And all we're doing is making him comfortable, praying with him, surrounding him with love.
Yes.
Whatever else we can, okay?
Yes, yes, yes.
and letting them know love them and all of. Yes, what you say, man of God?
No, I was going to say, and we love him also. We're definitely connected with you and anyone of your family is our family. So we love. That's what we've really been praying. It's dynamic. You said that. That's confirmation because that's the prayer that most people have been putting out is that they just want to push love into the portion room. And this portion room thing, this came from God a couple of weeks, and I can't get rid of it. This portion room is where we deposit the blessing, the healing, the favor, the grace that God gives us that we could sacrifice for somebody else. Oh, every time I start talking about this, just the tingling of the Holy Spirit is all over me right now. And in that portion room, God is providing what's needed.
And you know,
we don't have to even we don't even have to call it out. We just got to give in to God what we can. Ooh, hallelujah! What we could just sacrifice.
Yes.
And God provides what He knows. See, God knows what's needed. Ooh, hallelujah!
Yes, He does. And you know what, man of God? When we see one of our loved ones is getting ready to part to go be with the Lord, the thing we are to do are to make them as comfortable as we can and surround them with love and let them know we love them. And you know what? And that's what we should continue to do with our loved ones. And he is a family. He is a family of 15, and he's the only son that is left. Everyone else on his side is already going to be with the Lord. And he was the only one left out of all the brothers. It was like, 14 brothers and one sister.
Amen. Well, they're getting ready for a reunion.
Yes.
It's party time in heaven.
Yes,
in that
Lord.
Resting place. Ooh, hallelujah.
Yes. And we all are very, 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 very close. And it's just one of those things. And I am doing great. I am doing good. I love the Lord. And I know God is there. And He always going to be there, man of God, because He told us in His word that He'll never leave us, nor will He forsake us. He's right
there.
That's
right. Yes,
He is. He's right there with us all. Yes. He's there. And I heard something you said. What's a good? You have a very, very, very awesome broadcast on Saturday. And I heard you said something that I shared with one of my nieces about 5 years ago. And you used the word, do not be angry. And I think I shared it a few weeks ago. Do not be angry and sin not.
Mm.
And don't let your son go down on your wrath. It didn't say we shouldn't be angry. Yes, we all get angry. But don't lay your head on your pillow at night and go to sleep without asking God for forgiveness.
Woo, glory.
Don't do it. Because you know why, man of God? I'm going to have to share this today. I had a niece that she and her husband had got into an argument. Because he had left and went out, and I guess he was, you know, chasing scurry tails or whatever. He knew where he was. He come home 4 days that morning. She was upstairs asleep. And he came in, and they argued, and he got on the couch, which is remote. And she thought he was sleeping. She got up and went to work. And this is why I love that script to say, be angry and sin not. But you never know what may happen. She got up and went to work that morning. And she came back home for something at noon. He was still sitting in the same place with the remote. But guess what? He was dead.
Mm.
They had argued and didn't ask for forgiveness. She went to her room and he stayed on the couch. And when she come back around noon, he was dead. He was dead from the minute that she went upstairs. And she didn't say, goodbye, I'm going to work. And he didn't say nothing because he couldn't. Be angry, y'all. We got to be angry. Sin not.
Sin not.
Sin not. Do not go to bed. Do not lay your head on your pillow. And don't ask for forgiveness. You never know what may happen. And I love God, man of God, with all of my heart, soul, and mind, and strength.
Ooh,
and if
hallelujah.
I think I did something or thought something in my mind, I go right on and say, I'm sorry, I ask for forgiveness. And you have
Every day. I just say it because you know you never know how people take what you say, you know, and that's where that ought comes in. Any ought. If I said anything to offend anyone, and then it got better later, I forgive me, please. And it wasn't intentional.
You know
it was just me being as truthful as I can be. But I say nothing to offend anyone. I pray that you forgive me, even though you got over it and even though it made sense later. But that first anger, that first bit of art, please let it go. We have to get so precise about the little stuff that builds.
Because I heard you on yesterday, man of God, when you was on the, the live Periscope or the live of Facebook.
Yes, ma'am.
And someone called in, and I heard how you asked for forgiveness to this young man, whoever it was. And I said, that's the way to do it.
Well, that's that Holy Spirit, because guess what? The me was saying on the other side. I'm telling you, and it was so close. Like I was saying earlier, is that point of no return is right there. Them voices be coming. Go off. Tell
yes,
them.
They be coming.
Ooh. You be the man of God. You stand up to the and everything you've got. Then, but on the other side, woo, glory. On the other side, all it was saying, love him. You better love him. You better love him.
You better love him. And
you better love him. But don't get it twisted. Just on the other side of that place of no return, it was telling me to go off.
Yes,
woo,
I know
glory.
It was.
But that resistance. Woo, Jesus.
Yes.
I'm gonna be honest with you. You start talking about Jesus, I do get hot.
Yes, and so
you saying something bad about Jesus, I do get angry. But I do not see it. But I do get angry when people call Jesus names and say he's not real. I get angry, but I sin not. And I add and I let the love of God say no. Love them so they can believe. Love them so they can receive. Love them so they can achieve the same glory you have. Oh God.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And man of God, I love you. I love the Now Network. I love the broadcast, the Blog Talk Radio, the P2P Ministry, and everybody that's connected to it. And I thank God, and I praise him. And I'm just excited, and I want to tell you that I am excited, and I appreciate everything you're doing and that you're allowing me to come on and be on this Now Network on Friday and every chance I can get. And I thank God for you, and I thank God for what you are doing, and I appreciate it. If I never said it, I appreciate what you're doing, and I'm excited about what you're doing and allowing me to come on and do what I'm doing, because God knows. He knows, and I love God, and I thank you, man of God.
Well, you know, obedience is better than sacrifice. So being obedient is doing what God told us to do, and that's all I'm doing. So I appreciate it, and I hear it from all of the team, you know, but I say it again. I am just a vessel being used by God, and it's up to me just to be obedient and say yes when he tells me something. And it's always known, because as soon as God has told me something and I bring it up, it's automatically confirmed by the word yes. We don't have to do resumes. We don't have to do background checks. We don't have to do anything like that, because we know the Spirit by the Spirit, and we spent time together. So thank you for being obedient. Thank you for being so transparent and sharing the word and being so willing to let everyone, you know, be blessed by you. So God bless you too.
And God bless you, man of God.
We family. Yes, we are. God bless you. We're
going
to be praying for you. Are you traveling today, aren't you?
Yes.
We'll be praying for your traveling graces and all that right now. Want to give anybody one. We got a couple more minutes. If somebody had a request or wanted to speak a word to the evangelist or anyone else that was on the broadcast, go ahead and dial one right now. I'm not throwing anybody under the bus today, so don't worry about it. And I know some people are doing other things and just listening and cannot talk. So we just want to thank you all. But Heavenly Father God, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you by the spirit of agreement. We thank you by the spirit of confirmation. But we also thank you by the spirit of grace, favor, and love, that you have already dispersed what's needed in our lives, that you have already instituted the plans of change, that you have already given us the keys to the kingdom. So, Lord, we thank you today. But we thank you, Lord, that as we continue to give, people will receive. Oh, glory. We thank you, Lord, that as we continue to deposit into the portion room, Lord, that the Holy Spirit will just disperse into the areas into the families, into the homes of the people who need you right now like never before. But we thank you, Lord, that you motivate us and that you guide us and that you press us to go higher in you in our belief, our faith, and in our walk. So, Lord, be magnified today through the testimony of Evangelist Virginia. Be glorified by the testimony of the Now Network. Be magnified by the testimony of Minister Michelle. Be lifted up by the testimony of Minister Terry. Be praised and worshiped by every testimony of every believer on this broadcast that's listening to me live, by archive, or on the internet right now. And if you're on the internet and you want to get in on this call, go ahead and dial 319-527-6173, 319-527-6173. You can now interact on phone, but you can't do it online. But we thank you for all of our listeners, Lord, that you blessed us to become blessers. We thank you, Lord, that you healed us to heal others. We thank you, Lord, that you delivered us to deliver us. We thank you that everything you do to us is for us to push on someone else, Lord. So we give freely, that it can be received freely. And we thank you, Lord, that we're not the same as we came today, but we are changed. We are rearranged, and we are transformed by the renewing of our minds in Christ Jesus, we pray in agreement. And all said, amen. Amen. God bless you, family. As I said, if you're in the Compton area today, we are giving away food at 12 noon at Sylvia Nunn's Angels, 200 North Long Beach Boulevard, Compton, California, 90021. And then also, At 1 o'clock, we're giving away Easter baskets for the kids free there at Sylvia Nunn's Angels. Also, the Diamonds in the City have done a great job in putting this thing together. I'm just blessed to be a part of them. But I want to end with this cue here: who the Son has set free is free indeed.
That not only are you free indeed, because he whom the Son sets free is free in. Come on, church. He whom the Son sets free is free. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me, he said that from tonight forward, your behavior, your appetite will be a reflection of your freedom. You won't just be free indeed, but you'll be free in deeds. Put your hand on your neighbor, tell him your behavior will be a reflection of your freedom. I need y'all to raise that up all over this room. Get your hands up, say, free. Let's sing it. Listen, y'all. It's been years. You're still struggling with the same fear. What if I lose it all?
You can still call on Jesus.
No more tears. Now you be free, free. Oh God. Everybody, just say free indeed. Say more guilt, no more shame, 'cause you clear my name. I'll never be the same, but I'll be.